Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, we have reached to the night of arraignment or night of destiny. In the night of Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to decide for lots of things for us, what we are going to be in the year, during the year or during the future of our life. So the goal of a mu'min in his life is becoming a true follower of Quran, a true follower of Rasulullah, and a true follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam. And we have to work on this thing. There's a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah where he says, رُوِعَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ أَنَّهُ نَظَرَ إِلَى بَعْضِ الْأَطْفَالِ فَقَالَ وَيْلٌ لِأَوْلَادِ آخِرَ الزَّمَانِ. Rasulullah saw a couple of children were playing on the streets. When Prophet Muhammad saw them, looked at them, he said, woe upon the children of the time of, end of the times, آخِرَ الزَّمَانِ's children. And then, مِنْ أَبَائِهِمْ, woe upon them just because of their parents. فَقِيلَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَبَائِهِمُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Are you talking about the children, the mushrikeen's children, the pagans' children? Rasulullah replied to them, فَقَالْ لَا مِنْ أَبَائِهِمُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I'm saying woe upon the children of because of their mu'min parents. And the ashab was stunned. There was no answer for them. They were just stunned and they were thinking, why Prophet Muhammad is saying woe upon the children of the mu'minin at the end of time? And then Rasulullah continued his hadith saying, لَا يُعَلِّمُونَهُمْ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْفَرَائِضِ. Because at the end of time, the parents of children, mu'minin, I mean Shia basically, the parents of the children are not going to teach their children of their wajibat and their duties. وَإِذَا تَعَلَّمُوا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مَنَعُوهُمْ. When children start learning by themselves, they will stop from these things. They will say, come on, what are you doing? Why are you following the religious values? Why are you too much behind the salat and sawm and fasting and praying and these things? وَرَّذُوا عَنْهُمْ بِعَرَضٍ عَرَضٍ يَسِيرٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And the parents will be agreed upon their children just because of being wealthy in their regular dunya life, worldly life. وَأَنَا مِنْهُمْ بَرِيٌ. And Prophet Muhammad said, I have no relationship with those type of people. وَهُمْ مِنِّي بَرَّاءٌ. And those type of parents are totally disconnected, totally away from me. That means there's no relationship between them and us. So Islam means following the teachings and guidings of Quranic values. And this is a good topic. We all have to work on that. We all should follow Quranic values and we should learn the Quranic disvalues. What are the Quranic disvalues and what are the Quranic values? We should live based on Quranic values. Those who follow the track of Quranic values, they are saved. In the night of Qadr, we have to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this night of destiny, we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give us tawfiq that we are able to follow the Quranic values. Then we can follow the Quranic teachings, Quranic guidance. We can follow the values of Prophet Muhammad, the values of Ahlul Bayt. This is the main prayer, this is the main dua of this night. Laylatul Qadr means we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all of his blessings. And all of his blessings is hidden, is placed in his book, in his teachings, in his Quranic values and in his Quranic disvalues. We should keep ourselves away from the Quranic disvalues. This is a very important point. So Qadr night means where we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all of his blessings, all of his iman, all of his religious values. May Allah grant us these, all those values, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.